here and there is Death. Not the metal band, although they have a very colorful history. That is the proto-punk band from Detroit, the Hackney Brothers. They basically, this was what I think in a lot of cases, this is what we're going to talk about on this little episode here. We're gonna talk about the album that I picked up. I got it at Half Price Books for like $5. I'd seen the documentary before on Netflix. And basically, they are a symptom of the times. That's the best way I can describe it. Symptom of the times. Or maybe not a symptom of the time. The reason why they're just now being discovered is what I'm getting at. Often I fuck my words up, so I'll correct myself. But they existed at the same time as a lot of fucking great bands were also existing. They were existing in a city, in an area where a lot of great fucking bands were existing. Just to highlight a couple, in that area, you got the MC5 and the Stooges. Both were around about the same time the Hackney Brothers had pursued Death. Before that, they were in some kind of a funk band called Rock Fire Express. If I remember correctly, I could be wrong. I looked at some of the info before we got started, but I've been listening to the album I got fucking just constantly, at least a couple times a day, I think. It is a fucking great album. It is called For the Whole World to See. And it's basically, it's 7 songs. I believe it is their demo that they recorded. According to the story that I read, the demo was, it started out being funded by Clive Davis, a record producer, a hot one, big one. I'm sure a lot of people know the name for the time. And when they, you know, didn't want to change their name, he pulled out. So I think this right here is the product of that initialness. And you know, good for them. Stick to your guns. You know, if I remember correctly, the documentary, it was a blow to the band because they were on the cusp of hitting big. And to be honest with you, to me, in my opinion, they sound like a continuation of the Who in the height of their years, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, the MC5, you know, and Iggy Pop, and that style, except these guys are black. And I think it's hard for, you know, at that time, it was hard for black musicians doing this style to be taken seriously. By record companies, you know, and record companies often would do stuff like this. You know, who you were, that's the style of music you fit. You know, I remember reading Johnny Cash wanted to record a gospel album for the first little while he was on Sun Records, and Sam Phillips told him no, that shit don't sell. You know, nobody's into that. You need to do this. You know, this is what you're supposed to do. And I think they weren't taken seriously enough. You know, even the name Death, so what? My opinion, that shouldn't be a deal breaker. The music should fucking speak for itself, and it does. It is a very good little record. And man, dude, what could have happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, what could have happened? You know, had the record taken off, had they got to finish the whole thing, had they, you know, got record company support, which at that time, that's what you needed. hear that shit or not, at the time, that's what you needed, unfortunately. And that's the way that it worked out, is you had to have that record company support, or you weren't going to be able to do what you needed to do. You know, you weren't going to be able to survive and live, et cetera, et cetera. That support. And that's, you know, that was everybody's ultimate goal at the time. Get those records. Get those record companies. Get that deal done. Get those contracts signed. Get that money. You know, if you're hunting for record company deals, that's what you're trying to do. Get your shit out there. And you know, now it's different. In the modern age, it's a lot different. You don't need record companies. You really just need a good internet connection, a good recording, you know, decent recording device, and the will and ambition to make it happen. But back to the topic at hand, I think in their era, you know, they weren't taken seriously because they were black guys trying to play this, like, you know, this white guy rock and roll kind of stuff. And even though rock and roll in its core comes from the blues and things like that, and in all honesty, the godfather of rock and roll really is Chuck Berry, my opinion. And you know, it's disappointing that at that age, in that era, in the late 60s and early 70s, that those guys couldn't be taken seriously enough to get that record out there so everybody can fucking hear it, you know. And now it's a casualty situation because it's too late, you know. One of the members died in 2000 from lung cancer, according to the Wikipedia page I was checking out. And you don't get, you know, you're not going to get that same energy and vibe, you know, now. You know, had the record company taken them seriously and got behind them and really, you know, pushed for it, who knows? You know, I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you what could have happened, but who knows? You know, but they, you know, this album that I've been listening to is, it's pretty rowdy at times. I can't lie. It's pretty righteous at times, man. It can be really, really mellow at times too. But what the fuck we got going on here, man, dude? How about some signs? Like, I get we're closing the road here, but how about some signs that we're doing some work out here? Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not even sure which side of the damn road is closed. I'm guessing the right side. Perils of getting to listen to me drive and do this shit at the same time. Anyway, back to what I was saying. They, I guess, you know, like I said, it became a situation of the times. They were overlooked, and people didn't believe in what they were up to and what they wanted to do, what they were capable of doing, which, judging by the 7 songs I listened to here, they were capable of doing some serious, serious business. And what really got me kind of interested, was I saw one of those little mini documentaries on Facebook, about how they were like the first punk band and things like that. And I'll be honest with you, this is my opinion. You know, you can't really make facts out of stuff like this, but based on the time they came from and stuff, they are definitely an extension of the groups like the MC5 and the Stooges. Maybe more MC5 than Stooges, to be honest. And, you know, to say they were the first punk band, you would really need to say that, you know, a band like MC5 would be like the first punk band, if you're going to put it like that. Excuse me. And it has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that the MC5 existed before them, put out records that sounded very similar. If you listen to the first MC5 record was a live record, and it is rowdy as a motherfucker. And it's and that's like 68, 69 right there. Now this is they've taken the idea of the MC5 and they're making it more. Now I will say this, I believe after watching the little video that I watched about this thing that they should get some share credit for sure. Because they have a song on this album that you'll hear when we get to it. That sounds a lot like late 70s, early 80s Ramones. Kind of reminds me of songs off of Road to Ruin. This is the first one they did with Marky Ramone. And they did when they were on Rock and Roll High School around the same time. But I definitely say Death deserves some shared credit in being one of the first kind of punk bands out there. But they wouldn't have been able to do it without the sounds put down by by groups like the MC5, basically. But I will say, this album does have some songs that have parts in stuff in it that are fucking pretty right on with what was going on 10 years ahead of that, which is interesting, But I really think that people should get this and give it a listen. Especially if you enjoy proto-punk, garage band stuff, things that are similar to The Who and the MC5. It's rad as fuck. It's a good album, Good little 7 songs, honestly. It really, really is. And I really would have liked to see... Man, I hate when it smells like a fart in the car when you didn't fart in the car. Oh, God. But I would really have liked to see what could have happened for them if they would have had that support, from labels and stuff. And who knows? I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't know what would have happened. But I can assume, that based on what I listened to here and its style, that they would have been if they would have been able to continue on, they may have changed the way that punk rock was done. Which makes you wonder. I think they would have changed the way punk rock was done. At least in America. Now in England, I don't know. But they definitely would have progressed and caught up. Everybody else would have been playing catch up basically by the time they got started. If this band would have been able to continue on into the 70s, by the time they got to 75, 76, 77, I think that's 75, like when the Ramones first got together, 76. Like this song right here. This sounds like Rockin' to Russia style Ramones. I mean, tell me. Seriously, tell me that's not fucking like, Rockin' to Russia, Road to Ruin style Ramones. I always say Road to Ruin because it has more fluidity in the drums than Tommy Ramone would play. Not to discount Tommy's style, it was needed for what it was doing. But Marky just had more fluidity because he was an actual around 72, early 70s, very, very early 70s. So you were still getting some of that metal. There was still metal out there. You know, you still had Black Sabbath, you know, you still had, you know, the heavy stuff, Deep Purple, you know, you had The Who, which were extremely rowdy as fuck, you know, in their live stuff. And in the Wikipedia page, they cite The Who and The Beatles, and Alice Cooper as being influences, as well as some of their contemporaries and peers in the area they were from. But I gotta say, to be honest, it is a little bit scary sometimes. Now, in my opinion, when it comes to bands in the punk scene or the proto-punk scene, you know, that have that flavor, you know, sometimes they go and they get more aggressive. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they move the other direction, you know, and get more artsy or more, you know, whatever. But I feel like Death is, you know, could have been an incredible, incredible band. They just, you know, they just had some really cool shit going on, and it just sucks that nobody took them seriously. You know, it's not fair. I hate to say it's not fair. You know, I was always told about fair only comes once a year on Crittenden Drive. And if you live in Louisville, you know that's in August. Crittenden Drive is where the fairgrounds are. That's my dad's favorite saying about fair. But they, like, this is real, like, reminiscent of some of the English style, some of the European style punk. You know, I'm telling you, it is definitely worth investigating into, just purely for the fact that, you know, that they got some stuff about them that seems to be way ahead of their time, legitimately. You know, when you look at how punk kind of patterned out, not a lot of people, I never heard anybody reference Death as an influence of any kind. And I've watched countless numbers of documentaries, and I've watched American Hardcore, I've watched fucking Decline of Western Civilization, shit tons of other documentaries. One's about DC, one's about New York, one's about, you know, the Midwest and Detroit area. You know, bands like the, you know, like the Necros and Negative Approach, and, you know, stuff like that. You know, stuff about the South and the West Coast, and, you know, some really great documentaries I've watched, countless. You know, I'm a documentary freak. I love them. Wasn't until the Netflix came out with the documentary about the band that I actually started hearing about them, which surprised me because they did press about 500 records of some of their of one of their singles. It was Keep On Knocking, and I'm not sure what the other one was, but so they pressed about 500 copies, and they just never get referenced until now. You know, now they do. You know, now people, you know, now I've seen some things here talking about it, but, you know, but there have been so many other, and I'm sure, you know, it is not far-fetched that there have been other bands that have gone under the radar and maybe only known in their local town or in their area and never anywhere else. Regardless of how much or how, you know, how much they wanted to or how much they tried or whatever, they, you know, to. You know, who knows? You know, I don't have any kind of real, you know, you got like real research, investigation, knowledge on how music has evolved over the years, but I have my opinions and things like that. And, you know, the way I see things, a band like this could have been, you know what I'm saying? They could have set a different tone. We could be listening to things differently now. You know, it could have been a different history. I'm sure these bands, these other bands would have existed, but maybe they would have existed in a different light or a different, style. You know? I think the song's called Where Do We Go From Here? But it's just, it's cool. You know, it's a really cool band. I'm sure they're, you can probably catch them. You can catch them on Spotify and Apple Music. Check them out. You got to give them a listen. Especially, like I said, if you're into, like, proto-punk, garage band shit, stuff like that, you know, give them a fucking listen. Get them a chance so you can see what's up and maybe, you know, get an opportunity to kind of see a little bit of the mystery. Like I said before, there are those of us out there who really love the adventure of finding new music and stuff and the rabbit holes that it leads to. But it's, you know, it's worth a listen. It is worth a chance. It's worth checking out. It is definitely worth a listen. Give it a chance. I've seen it's on Apple Music. I know it's on Spotify. Check out the documentary. You know, I understand the band members that are left still have, they have other music stuff they get into. Check that stuff out too. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but check it out. I mean, you know, even the messages in these songs are still relevant. And it's 2018. You know, this is 70, 71, 72 here.